Don't forget to subscribe to Peace Out on your podcast app. If you like what you hear, we'd love it if you left us a review and 5 stars. This will help other kids and families find us and then find their calm too.
Peace out and peace within.
Welcome back to Peace Out, stories for calming down and relaxation. My name is Chanel. Today, we are burrowing underground to learn more about some very interesting, incredible insects, cicadas. Before we get into the world of cicadas, let's listen to our first kindness story from Raleigh.
Hi, my name is Raleigh. I am 7 years old and I'm from Louisville, Colorado. My kindness story is once my neighbor helped me when I fell off my bike. I called for my mom, but she didn't hear me, so my neighbor walked me to my mom.
Thank you, Raleigh. It's so great to have good, kind neighbors, isn't it? Raleigh also shared about how her mom helped her feel better when she felt scared one night. Here's one more kindness story sent to us from Ella.
Hi, my name is Ella. I am 9 years old. I am in 3rd grade and I live in Chicago. My kindness story is one day at school, I was feeling really sad because I was kind of mean to my friend and I was crying a little. So even though I was really mean to my friend, she came over to me and comforted me, because we had a class next. So she made sure that I didn't look like I was crying, and that was really helpful to me. P.S. I love listening to your podcast, Chanel. Peace out.
Wow, Ella. I think you are pretty brave and honest to share about a time that you made a not-so-great choice with your friend at school. That's not always easy to admit. And guess what? You were crying because you must have felt badly about hurting your friend's feelings, right? Well, that tells me that you were able to recognize when you didn't make the right choice, and also that you were able to understand how others feel because you knew you must have made your friend upset. That means that you are working on building up your kindness. And what a great friend you have who is able to put aside those hurt feelings and comfort and help you. She must have known that your friendship would keep going on because she believes in you and knew that next time you would make a more helpful choice. I bet she was right. Thank you for sharing that, Ella. Well, let's get started now. Find a comfortable seat. Rest your hands on your knees or in your lap. Breathe in and grow tall in your seat. Gently roll your shoulders back. Lift your chin a little. Look forward or close your eyes if you'd like. For a calm down countdown, you can just keep breathing as you listen, or you can time your breathing with the numbers. Breathing in when you hear a number and breathing out in between numbers. Ready? 10. Nine. Eight. Seven. Six. Five, four, three, two, 1. Cicadas are insects. There are 3,000 species of cicadas, and they all fall into two groups: annual cicadas, which we see every year, and periodical cicadas, who appear once each decade or so. Periodical means something that only happens once in a while. These periodical cicadas have a special name, magicicadas. Magicicadas have the word magic in it, which is absolutely fitting because their life cycle is pretty magical, if you ask me. After magicicadas lay their eggs, the eggs hatch and the baby cicadas come out. Soon after they're hatched, baby cicadas will burrow underground to start their 13 or 17 year life underground. And why specifically 13 or 17 years? Scientists think that over years and years, cicadas evolved or changed, adapted, to have this very long life cycle to avoid predators. 13 and 17 are prime numbers. Prime numbers cannot be divided evenly by any other number besides 1. So predators with, let's say, 2, 4, or 6 year life cycles wouldn't be around to eat them when all the cicadas emerged in year 17. Scientists also think that maybe because they all come out together in such gigantic numbers, even if some were eaten by the predators who are around during that time, then there would still be more than enough cicadas to mate and continue the life cycle by laying more eggs. There are some other fascinating theories and facts about cicadas, so I've added some links to videos in the episode notes if you'd like to learn more. And just what are cicadas doing all that time underground? They're not hibernating. They're actually very active, tunneling and feeding. They'll drink the liquids like sap from tree roots. And after the 13 or 17 years, the cicadas will all come up from the ground all together and then start climbing up the same trees from which they were drinking all those years underground. Let's close our eyes again if you'd like and take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Reach your hand to touch your back if you can. Can you find your spine? Your backbone? Your backbone is right in the middle of your back, and it goes all the way up your entire back. We're going to play a little mindfulness game now that I call backbone breathing. Keep your hand on your spine while we picture a little toy car right now. What color is your car? Pretend that your car is parked on the lowest part of your backbone, in between your hips. We're going to pretend that our backbone is a road and picture our car driving up and down this road slowly as we breathe. Our breathing is the gas that will make it go. We need to breathe in as much as we can to fill up our tank and breathe out as long as we can to go. Or, if your car is an electric car, breathing in is when your car is charging. If you're listening to this with someone, you can take turns breathing, and the other person can sit behind you and trace your backbone as you breathe. That person will have to pay attention to your breathing and trace up when you're breathing in, and then trace down the backbone when you breathe out. Once we're done the exercise, you can rewind and switch so that you trace their back while they get a turn in the driver's seat. Let's make a nice, long, straight, and smooth road for our cars to drive on. Sit up now and feel your spine growing taller and longer. Imagine the straight line that your backbone is making right now. Put your hands on your belly now As you breathe in, feel your tummy tank filling up and then getting empty as you breathe out. Take one more breath in now. One, two, three. You can take a little more air in here and breathe out. Three, two, one. Good. Ready to drive? Let's take another deep breath in now to fill our tummy tanks and feel our car starting to drive up slowly up our backbone. Make your breath in deep and long to fill your tank right up and get your car to the top of your head. When you reach the top of your head, breathe out to drive your car slowly back down your backbone road. Try to make your breath out nice and long so that your car can go all the way back down. Good thing we filled up our tanks before to give us enough energy to go back down the road. Breathe in again and feel your tummy tank filling up and your car going right back up the road. Breathe out and your car turns around and starts to drive down your backbone. And make sure to keep checking in to see if you're still sitting tall to make that backbone road straight and smooth for the drive. Try doing three more trips up and down on your own now. How is everyone doing? Let's get our cars down our backbone one more time on your next breath out. Once you're done, pick up your car and put it in your pocket. Keep your imaginary car in your pretend pocket, and whenever you want to practice some backbone breathing, you'll always have your car with you and ready to go. If you did this with a partner, give them a high five right now. And then rewind so that they can have a turn. Fascinating facts about cicadas is how they all emerge or come out all at the same time. What makes this even more incredible, this group of cicadas can include up to 1.5 million of these insects. We call a group of geese a flock of geese. A group of fish is a school of fish, and one of the names for a group of cicadas is cloud. When a cloud of cicadas emerge, they are now in the next part of their life cycle, the nymph stage. When they are nymphs, they climb up the trees and start to shed their shells and come out as an adult cicada with long wings. Let's pretend that we have beautiful wings like cicadas. Hold out your wings now. Bring them up, fingertips reaching towards the sky. Now bring them back down so your fingertips touch the ground. Up again to the sky. And back down to the ground. Perfect. Now let's time it with our breathing. Breathe in when you raise your wings and breathe out when you bring them down. Breathe in and raise your wings. Breathe out and bring your wings back down. Keep going at your own pace while we listen to the very famous cicada buzzing sound. Well done, cicadas. Let's rest our wings now. The male cicadas make those very loud buzzing sounds to attract a mate. In fact, the cicada buzz is the loudest insect noise at 120 decibels. That's louder than a rock concert. The female cicadas make a different sound. It sounds like a click, similar to the sound of snapping your fingers. Can you snap your fingers? Let's hear it. Try it with the other hand now. If you can't snap yet, keep practicing. Let's do a quick listening game. I'm going to snap my fingers 3 times, but not all in a row. So you'll have to listen closely to hear them. Ready? Good work. If you'd like, you can lie down and get comfy. We're almost at the end of our time together. When they find each other, cicadas will mate and lay more cicada eggs. When those hatch, the young cicadas will follow in their parents' footsteps and burrow underground after a couple of weeks, and then remain there for the next 13 or 17 years. They will also drink the tree sap through roots and twigs underground, and can actually tell when 1 year has passed by how the sap tastes. Cicadas are very smart. Cicadas are smart, and so are you. We're all good at something and have our own talents. What are you good at? Maybe it's drawing, writing, sports, music, being able to tell when a friend is sad and knowing what to say or do to cheer them up. Maybe you're good at explaining or expressing how you're feeling. Or you're the person who will stand up for a friend or yourself when something is not right. It could be multiplication, or maybe you have a good memory for cool science facts. Maybe you can just tell when a word is spelled incorrectly just by looking at it. Or you're great at cooking. Or maybe you're good at fixing things and understanding how machines work. There are so many skills that I can't name them all here. Sometimes it's something that comes very naturally to us. And sometimes it's something we've gotten better at through practice. And even if you are good at something, it does require practice and patience to improve. If you're working on something right now, remember how the cicadas take 13 or 17 years to come back up from underground. Keep practicing whatever you want to improve at, because if you do, you'll start to see yourself getting better if you keep at it. And remember to ask for help from someone if you need some encouragement or some advice. You don't have to do it alone. We're all here to help each other. Good friends will cheer you on. And if you want to be a good friend too, pay attention to what others are doing. And if you see them trying hard or getting better at something, tell them. When I was teaching, we called this catch them doing something good. It feels great when someone notices that we're trying our best. So let's all keep our eyes open this week and get ready to catch others doing good. Until next time, I hope you and your family are happy and healthy. Peace out and peace within. Peace Out was created and is written and narrated by Chanel Sang. Sound editing by John Karsten. Produced by Rob Griffiths at Bedtime FM and Chanel Sang.